everybody. I'm Sherry Kane.
And I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. Thanks for joining us.
People think that the government just infiltrated the conspiracy movement, but no, they actually created it from the start.
It has the whole background of connections between the drug industrialists and the media moguls, so that the programming on television and Hollywood even is outcoming from the same sources of counterintelligence that keep us enslaved to a dysfunctional and degenerative and intoxicating paradigm called modern medicine.
I mean, they have arms all over the place. It's unbelievable what these people can do and how relentless they are.
It's a fascinating time, and there's more and more revelations coming out about who's trustworthy and who's not. People and that this great nation depends upon the balance of powers that freedom of the press holds, and if you can't depend on even the independent media to tell you the truth, because it's been infiltrated by COINTELPRO operatives, which we've been increasingly evidencing materially, proving.
The diversion, the lies.
And so that now we're faced with having to develop alternatives in the alternative media.
The way they discredit everything that's really serious out there.
An energy weapon, and it exploded right outside the window that I would typically sit at, and the shock wave of energy went through the glass.
This is over and over again.
Yeah.
And I wonder what the hell is the matter with people. Who the hell is telling the truth out there, and who the hell isn't?
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Horocane Hour. I'm Sherry Kane.
And I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. We're broadcasting from the Big Island of Hawaii.
We come to you Monday through Friday. It's 12 noon in Hawaii, 3 p.m. Pacific time, and 6 p.m. on the East Coast. Thank you to our sponsors, healthyworldaffiliates.com/4948, for your awesome products, keeping people healthy throughout the year. Also, great commissions are offered on that site. And if you are an affiliate and you give others your link, not only do you get great discounts, but you can make those great commissions. So you'll be actually sponsoring Late Night in the Midlands as well as the Horocane Hour. So thank you for all the people out there that are actually helping us in our efforts to bring the truth to the world. Thank you to HealthyWorldStore.com. Check out the 528 section today in the store of products infused with the 528 Hertz frequency of love. Also, check out Dr. Horowitz's books, tapes, and DVDs available on the site, including his latest two. Actually, one is a new DVD that's coming out. We actually have another one on its way. If you're interested in his latest two works, they're awesome. One is Criminal Foundations, and the other one is 528 Key Movie. So you can check them out in the streaming section as well as the DVD section of HealthyWorldStore.com. Also, thank you to our new sponsor, which is CureShop.com. That's CureShoppe.com. For your awesome products and carrying Dr. Horowitz's books, tapes, and DVDs, including Dr. Horowitz's latest book, The Book of 528, Prosperity Key of Love. You can go on that site and check out that book today. It's an awesome, awesome book. And also 528records.com. Thank you to 528records.com and to all the musicians who are actually have uploaded their original tracks to the site. As you know, if you're a musician who's done that, you upload your tracks, they get transposed into the 528 frequency of love, sent back to you in an MP3 file, then become part of our music library, and then after that, they you can be eligible for the 60% royalties that come from that, anybody who donates for your music. Also, thank you to 528radio.com. And we're constantly adding new genres, so thank you to the donations that are being sent to keep that site alive. Please send your donations if you appreciate 528radio.com, and so we can add additional genres and more music and more playlists. So thank you.
Yeah, I just want to interject, Sherry. Thank you so much. You did a great job, by the way. That's kind of like, you know, you would think that you're reading off of a script, but you're actually not. That's so fantastic. I appreciate that. You know, folks, the 528 records and recording artists that are contributing to that outstanding project. I mean, really, when you start to study it, and you can, like Sherry mentioned, there's a couple ways to get into the 528 revolution. We're actually in the process of developing another central website called 528 Revolution. It's not available yet. We'll let you know. But the two ways that we have right now to really start to get into the material is get the book of 528, Prosperity Key of Love, through the sponsors' stores, Healthy World Store or CureShop.com, and also the movie. The 528 Key movie is really powerful, and we've been getting a lot of wonderful testimonials on it, and you can go see some of those as the review section, what people are saying, on 528keymovie.com. And frankly, when Sherry talks about musicians and recording artists being eligible for 60% royalty, well, it really takes you only 2 minutes to sign up. There's a contract, actually a recording contract, where we honor instead of degrade your ability to produce music and have the rights, of course, the copyrights. It's your creative work, so you should be paid and prospered for that. And by the way, that's if you hear the whistle in the background, that's our friend Pirate the Parrot, who adopted me a couple months back, and he's in with us on the Big Island. He's basically in the studio with us now. So if you hear him clicking and doing all sorts of whistling, you know what's going on. He's actually asking me to pet him while we're engaged in this discussion. But at any rate, the wonderful opportunity for the musicians is that the recording industry is ripping you off, and you know it. The whole recording industry is outrageously controlled by the global industrialists, and that's nothing new. And so what is new is the fact that you can go around them by donation, and everything is operating by donation on 528records.com and 528radio.com. And for people that are donating, that are really getting it, that they're getting blessed by the music, what happens is we actually, for free, it's a transposition website where you upload your tracks in what is called standard tuning, which really is not medicinal. In fact, it's stressful. It's harmful. And that's why we've advanced the 528 Love Revolution in the new music and are transposing it for free online, and you get it remastered. In other words, you know, we've spent about $30,000 developing the algorithm online that you can actually use to transpose your music for free as a gift, as a blessing, as a humanitarian gesture. And we, of course, appreciate your donations to keep it going and keep expanding. And that's why Sherry's giving you the commercials up front on the Hurricane Hour to get you guys out there to, you know, basically do whatever you can to support what we're doing. And then what happens after you remaster it is it's your business. It's your program. It's basically your copyrighted material. It's your creation. But we ask for you to maintain it in our public library so people can download it and donate for it, and then you get 60% of the donation. That's a different paradigm. It's a paradigm-shattering revolution we're advancing with 528, and that's the love frequency. That's the reason grass is green, the reason your heart chakra is greenish-yellow, same color. It's the basically the resonant energy of the electrons of magnesium flowing at the heart of the chlorophyll molecule, and that's what sustains us in the breath, the ha, the breath of life. And so that's the electron that we're taking in, and it's all musically mediated. It's musically, mathematically manifested by the Creator, and that's basically one of the revelations, and you get a powerful amount of scientific evidence from the world of physics and mathematics to prove what it is that I'm telling you right now. And so it's a great blessing for you to be a musician doing this work, retuning your instruments to 528, singing in that frequency,
and recording in that frequency, ideally. And if you've already recorded things that you can't re-record, just simply go online to 528records.com, transpose it, sign up as a recording artist, and then you'll not get from the mainstream industry, music industry, ripped off. They are only giving even their best recording artists 10 to 15% royalty. With our organization, with 528 Records and the 528 Revolution, you get 60%, which basically is what we're asking the 40% for, so we can pay for our expenses and simply keep expanding the site. It's a nonprofit. It's operating as a nonprofit. In fact, you know, we could actually have you do a tax-deductible contribution at 501c3 is we're sponsors for this website. And so you really have a full official donation that's happening, and that we really appreciate whatever donations you can afford. If you can afford $1,000, that would really bless us, because we just spent $2,500 for a new server. And we were down last week a little bit, a couple days, in order to transfer about 600 gigabytes onto a new server, because that's how much music people like you have uploaded in the last year and a half. 600 gigabytes of music is a lot of music. And so that's why we currently have playlists that are playing in 8 radio stations online at 528radio.com. And if you like Christian music, there's a Christian station. If you like blues, there's a blues station. And yes, there's a rock station. And we want to have many, many other stations. And we're actually looking for conscious, high-integrity volunteers to actually become DJs for the various stations that we want to launch. So these are our plans. We did not have the support for whatever reason last year to meet our goal. Our goal was to have launched at least a dozen channels, a dozen 528 radio stations on the 528 radio network by the new year. Well, we missed it. We had only 8 out of 12 that were launched, and we're thankful for those 8, but we really need your support to expand this wonderful blessing. In fact, when you start to study this and you realize, you know, love is the universal healer, and we need a miracle. And the 528 frequency is the miracle note of the original musical scale. And everything just seems to fit right perfectly into place, the mathematics, the physics, the theology, the ancient scripture, the prophecy, everything seems to be supporting this wonderful 528 revolution as the key to the house of David. It's said in Isaiah 22:22 and Revelation 3:6 through 8, a key. A musical note shall be heralded at this time, the end times, so that we can actually have an opening of doors that no man can close and closing doors that no man can open. And we're talking about spiritual portals, spiritual cosmic universal portals, and we believe that, the best portal is the portal of love that opens people's hearts. Man can't do it. God does it. The angels of protection keep us protected. The love vibration in your heart produces miracles. Faithful prayer manifesting through this love frequency vibration channel can move mountains. And we believe that. We've seen, witnessed the evidence of it. We believe that every industry ultimately shall be transformed with this love frequency and the 528 love revolution. So really, we're still at the ground floor. As you can hear, we need your help. And we really appreciate your support. It's the best news on the planet. Nobody's got anything better to offer. We need a miracle. This is the miracle. And so that's, in a nutshell, what we're doing with 528radio.com and 528records.com.
Amen. I know I want to talk a little bit about what you were mentioning yesterday in regards to a really amazing doctor who's really being discredited in the news, and in the, and I want to speak about that.
Actually, folks, also, thank you, Sherry. Thanks for bringing that up. And maybe what you don't know, Sherry, is that I'm working on another article, and I pray that you'll have some time to contribute to this one with regard to what you're talking about, Dr. Andrew Molden. And also, there's been a number of other people who are leading doctors who are out there telling the truth about vaccination risks. And there's another Andrew Wakefield. If you've been keeping track of what's happening in the anti-vaccination movement and in the vaccine truth arena, then you have certainly heard of Dr. Andrew Wakefield, who was demonized and defamed by Rupert Murdoch and the media, claiming that he was a fraud. Well, he was vindicated. The evidence that he shared in The Lancet, which The Lancet actually pulled the plug on and added to the defamation of Andrew Wakefield, well, it's all been vindicated. And the sad reality is that you don't see the vindication in the headline news. All you got was the defamation. And Andrew, they're both named Andrew, interestingly enough. Andrew Molden is also one of those guys who I can't sing enough praises for. And unfortunately, the counterintelligence propagandists out there, including people who have attacked me, for example, this Rebecca Carley, who claims to be a doctor, and frankly, she's better certified to be a counterintelligence propagandist for the CIA and FBI than she is in any healing arts or science that I'm aware of. And she has done a number on Dr. Molden. She's done a number on myself. And that, sickly and sadly, this is urgent, because what came out yesterday in the New York Times, and this is what I'm advancing an article currently to be adding it to the website, waronwethepeople.com. If you go to waronwethepeople.com, you'll see an amazing number now of articles that expose the Illuminati's protection racket, how they use the media and abuse the mass mind by instilling all sorts of defamations and illusions and deceptions under the guises of public service and freedom of the press. And COINTELPRO is having a field day online. The trolls, they call them, are basically defaming a lot of people, you, Sherry, me, these doctors that I mentioned, and many, many others. And that's how population control and actually industrial espionage, if you will, is carried out today. Because don't forget, the pharmaceutical cartel wants to maintain their control over healing globally. And they're expanding into China right now. We've gotten word last week that there's been increased numbers of government regulations that have been put into place because of the international banking cartel has demanded, because they're partnered, or they are the pharmaceutical cartel. And in essence, I've mentioned it many times on this show, you're actually dealing with the military, medical, petrochemical, pharmaceutical cartel that is conducting genocide, global genocide, pan-genocide, under the guises of public health, and that's called iatrogenocide, physician-induced illness killing massive amount of people globally, and under the guise also, of course, national security. And when you start to dig for scientific medical documents from the National Cancer Institute, you can't get them because they tell you that it's under national security regulations. They're officially not able and not willing to give you the documentation that you seek by freedom of information. So this is what's going on. It's a covert operation, and everything that is happening against people like Andrew Wakefield, Dr. Molden, myself, you, these people who are out there telling the truth as leaders to advance alternative medicine, to advance free healing and free energy technologies. That's what they've been suppressing. And on top of that, worse than that, it's not just about money. It's literally about killing people. Population reduction, population control, that's not only mind control, it's the number of bodies, human bodies that they need to worry about on this planet that are potential revolutionaries and risks to the status quo being usurped by the massive number of people that suddenly wake up to the reality that they've been scammed, that the whole thing is a fraud. And in fact, in the United States, what's happening with our CDC and with the FDA and with the drug cartel is it's called a Sherman Antitrust Act violation, whereby they target the the underdogs, the poor mom-pa operations that are dealing in herbs and botanicals, plant substances like stevia. They regulate. They give you all the garbage and the false sweeteners, but they want to regulate all the wonderful medicinals from the plant kingdom. You know, so this is a antitrust matter. It's a monopolization, and it's a violation of not only the United States Constitution, limiting our First Amendment freedom of happiness and health and ability to be free in this land of the free, and then on top of that, it's actually a commercial racketeering. It's organized crime. It's literally manifesting the monopolization of the pharmaceutical cartel globally. Of course, it's called globalization today, but it's actually the military, medical, petrochemical, pharmaceutical cartel. The banking cartel directs it all. It's all about the money. Follow the money. You can tell exactly what I'm saying is true. And then you realize, man, Horowitz is right. You know, the media is outputting just actually they're aiding and abetting organized crime, racketeering, and Sherman Antitrust Act violations and human rights violations in America. And this is what the article that I'm about to come out with. And again, Sherry, I invite you to add some of your wonderful research. It's going to go out in a newsletter that's coming out. If you're not signed up, folks, to receive the Healthy World newsletter, you can go to cureshop.com. Go to cureshop, S-H-O-P-P-E.com, and sign up to receive the Healthy World newsletter. And then we'll be sending you from time to time different articles that we're working on. What prompted me to start this was yesterday's news in the New York Times propaganda piece basically claimed that the skyrocketing huge rates of childhood autism and attention deficit disorders are associated with misdiagnosis. They're claiming that doctors are falsely diagnosing the massive amounts of children and teenagers who have been diagnosed and then put on medications. Well, that's, Sherry, you might want to speak to this. This is controlled opposition. It's an illusion and a distraction. It's a diversion off of vaccination intoxication, whereby literally heavy metal poisoning, as Dr. Andrew Molden has talked about, causes oxygen deficiency, mini strokes in the brain, and ultimately you can see it very visibly because before and after your child or infant is vaccinated, their eye positions change dramatically. Their mouth, corner of the mouth starts to sag a little bit. You can begin to read these facial signs of neurological damage caused by the vaccinations. And that's why Rebecca Carley and the others have targeted Dr. Molden. Again, I feel very, very badly for Molden. It's kind of like how I felt about Dr. Robert Strecker, the first doctor out there in the United States that said AIDS was man-made and then set about to research that thesis in the medical science literature. His name is Dr. Robert Strecker. In about 1986 or so, he came out with the Strecker Memorandum. His brother, an attorney, was assassinated. They were bringing it to the Illinois Congress, I believe, I remember, and he was shot. Or he was killed allegedly in some sort of a suicide thing. But Strecker dropped out. He did not want to play anymore. He did not have the courage. He didn't have the passion.
They scared him.
Of course, it's frightening.
Yeah.
And that's what they do. That's one of the intimidation is meant for the controlling of the dissidents. And the same thing with John Lennon. They targeted Lennon. They targeted Martin Luther King, Malcolm X. These guys were targeted and even assassinated because they did not go along with the status quo. Worse than that, they were exposing an alternative way of being and living that was a blessing versus a curse on society, on the environment. And that basically, that's what we're doing also with the 528 Love Revolution. So we're very thankful for the protective angels, for your prayers out there, folks, for your donations and contributions that you make. And just know that this is very important, what's taking place over the last 48 hours with the New York Times publishing this story that didn't even come out in any scientific journal. This was fed to the New York Times by Centers for Disease Creation officials. They gave the New York Times the scoop to basically circumvent peer review science, because you can't advance that thesis in a legitimate scientific arena if you neglect the most obvious heavy metal poisoning and the toxicity that is associated with the neurodegeneration and the brain damage and the mini strokes that these vaccines are causing in our nation's youth. You can't legitimize that in a scientific journal. So what does the CDC do? They give it to the New York Times. And what does that propaganda, that yellow press do? They publish this bogus, distractive, deceptive, and diversionary matter that is increasingly damaging our society. So this is extremely important, and I do hope that you'll attend to it. Sign up for the newsletter, and then when you see the article, go up on waronwethepeople.com. I hope that you'll spread this all around, because really it's ridiculous. It's gotten to the point where not only can you not trust the science and the scientific journals, but the illegitimate scientific journals, because it's another article that we came out with years ago, a couple years ago on medicalveritas.org, you can see that the entire medical scientific journals have all been bought out by the global industrialists. So not only are they not trustworthy and biased and illegitimate, but even now to this extent, they won't even publish this material. That's how outrageously criminal it is. It is absolutely genocidal. In law, omissions and misrepresentations is considered fraud. And when you plead fraud in a legal case, you prove fraud by showing omissions and misrepresentations to get people to do something they would normally do. That is fraud. That's consumer fraud. And the damages, the compensatory damages that you're allowed by the court of law, is three times the actual damages. It's called treble damages. And so now you think about what is the liability to the drug industry of having the millions of families devastated with autistic children and hyperactivity disorders, and it ruins the family and it changes a whole lifetime for these persons. And it's outrageous, the toll that it's taken on society, with now the need for special schools and special education and all of this. They still continue to intoxicate our children. And when you think about this fraud, that what they owe you, what they owe our society, at least in America, and of course globally, this is a global problem. Think about three times the damages that a legitimate, honorable court should award, we the people. This is why this is very, very important, folks.
Yeah, there seems to be a more than ever a concerted effort to try to discredit people by those admissions also. That's helping to discredit the real people out there that are giving the truth. We're going to go take a break in a second, but it reminds me of the Wikipedia, how you're not able to edit your own bio. It gives you the same kind of feeling of like, wow, they won't let me even edit my own bio on Wikipedia. I mean, that is definitely a fraud on their part that they don't let you to do that. That's controlled. I mean, it's really imprisoning you in your own Wikipedia. You can't delete it. You can't edit it. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, if you're an average Joe out there, you probably can edit your Wikipedia site, but they won't let me.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying.
And they won't let you, Sherry.
Yep.
And they won't let Andrew Molden.
Yep.
And they won't let Andrew Wakefield. You know, and all the other doctors that have gone also through this hazing and this defamation attack, we can't do anything without the media. And that's why supporting this network particularly, it's an alternative source of truth. And you can hear that in our bumper as we come on. You can steal everything but my soul And the reality is we need alternatives, even in the alternative media, because it's all been infiltrated and discredited.
Exactly. We're going to take a break, and we're going to come back in a few minutes to talk more about this. Stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to the Harl Cain Hour.
Is there proof of God's existence in our government's records? Author Jose Collazo brings his years of research into this stunning question to light in God Does Exist, No More Nuclear Testing, and More. Touching on little-known government projects such as the Remote Viewers Program and Active Auroral Research Program, Collazo has uncovered some amazing discoveries through his research and use of the Freedom of Information Act. From uncovered information on the Ark of the Covenant to connections between natural disasters and nuclear testing, experience this revealing look into our government's obscure and hidden work. Discover how new and experimental technologies may change our world forever and uncover monumental proof and answers to mankind's greatest questions in God Does Exist, No More Nuclear Testing, and More.
Hello, this is Michael Vera for CureShop.com with products endorsed by Dr. Leonard Horowitz, including Liquid Dentist, a one-stop defense system for not only your mouth, but your whole body. This unprecedented product aggressively attacks the critters that cause oral diseases using concentrated microfine silver plus oxygen and minerals to help reverse tooth decay and gum diseases, helping repair your teeth and gums naturally. Then, by swallowing this amazing and good-tasting tooth and gum saver, you actually get a natural, nutritional immunization against more than 1,000 strains of oral bacteria and viruses when you swallow. Liquid Dentist is awesome for boosting natural immunity. Imagine your teeth feeling hygienic, clean, and super smooth for up to 3 days after each use. Swish with it 3 minutes or more after brushing and flossing. Gargle to freshen and protect your throat, and then swallow Liquid Dentist. Wow, what a great idea. It's all natural, healing, and protective. Dr. Horowitz developed Liquid Dentist based on emerging science from England showing a 20-second exposure to medical-grade ozone kills germs deep within decay, even down to the nerve. Then highly concentrated mineral mouth rinsing can remineralize your teeth and harden them even harder than they were originally. This way, teeth can be saved and not drilled away or lost due to decay or tooth fracture. Plus, Liquid Dentist kills periodontal germs and leaves your breath fresh and teeth feeling professionally clean for days. Go to liquiddentist.net to learn more, or go to CureShop.com. That's CureShop.com, CureShoppe.com, to order your supply of Liquid Dentist today, or call toll-free 1-888-621-7611. That's 1-888-621-7611. Call now to save your smile. You're listening to the LNM Radio Network. Folks, I want to take a minute to tell you about an exciting change to our format. We work hard to bring you the truth and give you, the people, a voice. We have done this at no cost to the members, as well as given freely our time. For us to continue to deliver the top-notch guests and conversations you have come to expect from Late Night in the Midlands, we are offering an exciting new format with many new benefits. Late Night in the Midlands will be offering valued memberships at $5 a month. That's about 16 cents a day to become a Late Night in the Midlands insider. Benefits to being an insider include the L&M newsletter, 4 years of audio archives, special priority email, as well as call-in priority, access to groups and special offers, full access to all shows on the L&M network, access to contests, product and service giveaways. These changes are an exciting change to our format, especially the contests and giveaways. And we are confident that you will receive great value for your insider subscription. Thank you for your continued support as we change the world one truth at a time. Subscribe now by going to www.latenightinthemidlands.com and help us help you see behind the curtain.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Harl Cain Hour. I'm Sherry Cain.
And I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. Thanks for joining us.
So we were on a very, very intense conversation regarding how there is an a larger concerted effort to try to discredit and try to hold back the information about the truth regarding your health and regarding the dangers of vaccinations and regarding how much it can harm your children. But anyway, who is the people really behind the funding that claim that they're funding to help the children or helping to fund your health? Or who are these people behind it? Well, a lot of people know and are familiar of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, which are really at the forefront of claiming that they're humanitarians that are there for the greater good of humanity. But really, what is their efforts really in the end? Like we always say,
You shall know them by their fruit.
I love that. You shall know them by their fruit. So where is the fruit? The fruit, if you really look at it, it's not going for anything good. It's really going to the bad guys to create more diseases, to do more things that are harmful. And so let's talk a little bit about your film you just came out with, Criminal Foundations, that really goes into this in depth.
Sure, Sherry. You know, yeah, it's really an important point that you're raising. You know, you got to follow the money, you got to follow the intention. And in the film Criminal Foundations, folks, if you haven't seen the film, I would urge you to get it, especially for those of you who are interested in the vaccination matter. As Sherry mentioned, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is one of the featured segments of the film Criminal Foundations. And you can go to healthyworldstore.com or cureshop.com, go into the media section, like the books, tapes, DVD section, and ebook section, and you can find where for only $5, a donation of $5, we'll send you a password code that you can get in to view the film and share it with your friends. And this is an amazing film because everybody so much trusts these humanitarian organizations such as Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. But when you see one of the segments is where Bill Gates actually tells you that vaccinations are going to increase the depopulation by about 15%, so that given 7 billion people on this planet, 15% population reduction would be about 800 million people are going to die just from the vaccinations. Now, that's not my data. That's Bill Gates' data presenting at the TED conference in a very official forum, and it's on the internet, and it's in the film, the Criminal Foundations film I just came out with, and that you've got to go back in history. You know, I've been following this vaccine matter for quite a while, and I've been following intelligence operations and matters that deal with large money and industry as an investigative journalist. And I remember, and you might remember if you're as old as I, Bill Gates' Microsoft organization was being taken out in an antitrust suit. Now, in the first segment of the show, I talked about how the manipulation of the natural healing industry and the discrediting of the leaders is done as a protection racket to advance Big Pharma, to protect Big Pharma's turf. The mob controls its competition. And this is an antitrust matter, and it not just violates Sherman Antitrust Act, but also the freedoms that we have. But the same thing was going on. The government decided that it was going to attack Bill Gates and Microsoft, and it was during that time that after several years of litigation, there was all of a sudden an announcement made that Bill Gates had settled, they had paid a huge fine, and at the same time, virtually, you know, contemporaneously, synchronously, they announced that the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation was going to be making their first donation of $200 million for childhood, quote, immunizations, end quote. And that's fraud, too. Immunization, they changed what the meaning is. You know, what they do, they change words. They demonize the word holistic, for example. and they promote the concept that vaccination, they call it immunization, when it's not. Immunization has always been, if you're old as I am, to look back in history in the medical dictionaries, which they've changed now. Historic revisionism also strikes medicine and science. Immunization used to be associated with a natural exposure to germs, viruses, and bacteria, and as a result, a natural immunization reaction, where you became immune to whatever it was that you were exposed to naturally. Well, they saw what we were doing in natural healing, and they said, well, we're going to have to subvert this. We'll discredit holistic health and holistic health practitioners, and we'll promote the concept that immunization means vaccination. So they have a lot of money, and they have a lot of media, and they wielded the mass mind, and that's now what people believe, that immunization is synonymous with vaccinations, which it's not. At any rate, Bill and Melinda Gates started to promote that they were giving money, and they have subsequently become the number one funding source for vaccinations, and particularly vaccinating children, internationally. In fact, no country in the world gives more money to vaccinations than the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And when you look at this in the context of the fraud, the omissions, misrepresentations, and downright depopulation, the genocide that is ongoing under this guise of immunization and public health, then you really have something to be blessed with, because then you know that you can't trust these people. You know that you can tell your friends with absolute certainty not to vaccinate their children, because otherwise you're being placed at gross risk of depopulation. And then when you begin to study, for example, in greater depth, beyond the works of the film, because in a book you can actually have a lot more information than you can in a two-hour film. So after you're done viewing Criminal Foundations and you get a whole understanding, basically a summary of what the Rockefeller influence has been over American medicine and American public health, and then, of course, the international banking cartel, and, of course, the energy industry. And then you begin to realize that these are the funding sources for the foundations and the humanitarian organizations. Every single one of the main ones are fraudulent. They're based on supporting the illusions, the deceptions, the omissions, misrepresentations, downright criminal fraud that commits genocide, killing massive amounts of people on this planet. And we, the people, can do something to not just save ourselves with knowledge, making smart choices, informed choices. And this is, again, part of the gross criminal operation and deception. When you don't give somebody a full amount of information to make an informed Well, I think we're back. I pray that we're back. We got disconnected there and apologize for that. At any rate, the point being that if we don't have this information, we can't make an informed decision, and that lack of informed consent is actually a medical malpractice. In fact, that's, again, what's taking place societally, and that is, in fact, globally, and that is a huge catastrophe. Basically, we really need the information, and the information's not coming from mainstream media, nor even the supposed experts and the officials in our government organizations, nor is it coming through the scientific publications that have been bought out by, for example, the organization called Choice Point. You can go on medicalveritas.org and read up about how it was that the entire publication in medical science was taken over. All of the journals were bought out and are controlled currently. So this is really important. Please spread this show. In fact, we'll have it up in an archive, and we'll connect it also to the other information. view the film Criminal Foundations to get some great background information. And the textbook that I recommend that you look at is Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola. When you get done reading Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola, what you'll find is that you'll have as much knowledge as your general practitioner, your general medical doctor in practice, probably actually far more, because they don't have the education. They were not taught about the laboratory creations and mutations of the viruses to create new diseases. That's all kind of like, you know, taboo, and you don't learn that in medical school. And the medical education process is virtually an occult indoctrination process. You know, it's intense, it's stressful, you lose sleep, you spend a lot of money, you're heavily invested, there's a tremendous amount of peer pressure, there's the bosses, your department chairman, even the residencies, you lose sleep, they got sleep deprivation going as part of the hazing process by which you're indoctrinated into the medical cult. Sure. And so that's what this is, and you know, we're really breaking out of that, and we're finally seeing all of the pieces of the puzzle come together that forms the picture of genocide that we're talking about here. And that, again, this is life-saving information, folks. If you don't use it, then you're part of the problem. You're not part of the solution. For whatever reason, if you're afraid and you're not disseminating this life-saving information, you're really part of the problem. You're part of what Sherry, maybe you can go into this whole thing of controlled opposition. You're controlled. You may disagree with what the drug companies are saying or doing, but unless you do something as an activist and speak out and help save lives, then you're part of what they've created. You're part of what's called controlled opposition. You've bought into their psyops. You've been indoctrinated by their media. And your fear actually has a lot to do with the 528 Love Revolution, because, you see, associated with love in your heart is faith in your heart, bravery in your heart, and, of course, joy in your heart. So faith and bravery is what we need more of on this planet, and then maybe we've got a chance that we can survive the onslaught that's currently happening, the intoxication, the environmental pollution, and the immune system degradation that's taking place, that's putting every single one of us at risk of premature death, of diseases, and even extinction of the human race.
Yep, and a lot of people don't really get involved, not because they're, you know, controlled opposition as like they're doing it and they're well aware of it. A lot of people are just living in fear.
Well, that's why I'm saying, maybe you can share a little bit about what your research is, Sherry, on the COINTELPRO, how, as we started this program talking about the doctors who are discredited by the internet trolls, you know, the Rebecca Carleys of the world, the Truots of the world, how these people get away with it, and the outcome of it is a population control.
Well, they get away with it by appearing to be one of us. They appear to be an activist, or they're in the natural health food business, or they're talking bad about Big Pharma, or, you know, they do appear to be an activist, and they do tend to associate with other people that appear to be that way. But the people that they closely associate with a lot of times are people that are also working on the other side as infiltrators. But there are a lot of times that we actually get tricked by these people, and we allow people like this into our life. We allow them close to us, and then they.
I was tricked. I got mail. Yeah. I was in correspondence with Rima Labow. I didn't have any idea her intelligence background and COINTELPRO mind control background. You know,
but even if you would have known it back then, there's another level that you had to come to. Even knowing it, knowing that you have people that are friends in the CIA or in military or in politics, high-powered positions, there's another layer. There's, okay, you're like, wow, I know somebody that, you know, has connections in high places. And then you get to another layer where you realize, wow, those people really are working on the other side.
So what do you look for, Sherry, when you get a sense that somebody might be working on the other side? What is it that you're looking for, and maybe what can you tell our audience so that they might be able to be empowered with the same discernment?
Well, you'll find that whenever they point the finger, they have nothing to back it up, or whatever they have, or whatever claims they're making, they're claims that are not, they're not based on anything that really can withhold. Or you look at what
legitimate science.
Yeah, exactly. Or you look at what the person who they're blaming has done in their life compared to what they have done in their life, and you weigh it out. You say, wow, this person has done all of these things. Now, this other person's coming from over here and is claiming to be, for instance, anti-vaccination. Well, how can they attack Dr. Horowitz? He's at the forefront of that. Let's look at why they would do that. Now, for instance, with Truot, the reasons are that he's an obvious white supremacist. So, or he's been actually put in the position to be a white supremacist, where he appears that he has a reason not to like you or me because he doesn't like Jewish people, right? Or he doesn't like anybody that's not considered white. So there's his reasoning for it. So if anybody questions him and says, well, look, Dr. Horowitz, he's saying the same things as you, he'll say, well, I'm not a Jew. He's a Jew. They'll use other reasonings for it, and they'll all be ignorant, based on ignorance, based on the divide and conquer tactics that the Illuminati uses of the hate, religious differences or racial differences or gender differences. Most of them also, the men are all usually very sexist, the way they appear toward women, the way they treat women, the way they think of women, the way they believe that women are a much inferior race of people, that they don't see us all as one human whole, as we're all connected. They see people differently depending on the color of their skin, depending on their gender. There's nothing, when they put out their information, they discredit themselves.
That's the key, I think. That certainly is one of the keys.
Yeah.
I've noticed that the folks that are putting out, that the infiltrators, those who are putting out 80% truth, and then omitting, again, fraudulently omitting. And Alex Jones is another great one for the omissions and misrepresentations in his, you know, on the air, his live pleadings. You know, they discredit themselves, and it's highly unprofessional what they do. A classic example of that is Anthony Hilder's work.
Yeah.
And, you know, again, the sick and sad thing is that every single one of them are easily discredited. So the question becomes, where are the leaders? Where are the true, highly professional, articulate leaders for a positive change? Well, the answer to that is they've all been discredited. They've all run away. They've all been basically taken out. Or certainly that's not so much, you know, they all haven't gone.
Right.
But the main ones, like Wakefield, like Malden,
yeah.
You know,
legitimate people. And here's the deal. It's also, a lot of times they'll accuse you and then you'll confront them with it. And you'll say, well, look, here, I don't know why you're saying this. Here's the evidence that I have to support the fact that what you're saying about me isn't true. And they don't want to listen to it. They refuse to listen to it. They refuse to accept it. And they wound up even lashing out at you even more. That's another.
Yeah, that's right. So basically what Sherry's saying, folks, is that the only intelligent recourse is to completely ignore them. But then you're caught in a catch-22, because if you ignore them, then you basically don't stand up for your own legitimacy, your own rights.
And they wound up discrediting not just you, but others.
Other people, yeah. Exactly. They discredit every others,
right.
And then ultimately it costs lives, children's lives, people who are taking drugs. It's really costing a lot of lives to have this racket. It is a protection racket that COINTELPRO is. It functions to basically mix everything up, confuse everything and everyone, and that is a protection racket for Big Pharma.
And, you know, a lot of times you'll listen to what they say. Like, for instance, Anthony Hilder, he's a broken record. He repeats himself. It's like he's on some sort of a program, and everything he tells you is exactly the same thing every single time. And you know he doesn't believe really what he's telling you. It's like it almost appears that he just takes everything as a big joke. It's a big joke. His job is positioning what he's doing, who he is, where he's been put in life. It's like, okay, yeah, like, oh, you're going to be the videographer for, you know, you're going to be the videographer activist. You're going to be an infiltrating activist who's going to be the videographer for Ted Gunderson. Oh, that sounds cool. All right, I'll do it. You know, it's not like there's not much brain
behind
it. Well,
Sherry's talking, for those of you who don't know, the entire conspiracy industry was created from its inception by a couple key people in the FBI. Of course, J. Edgar Hoover set about to infiltrate the black organizations, and Ted Gunderson was his right-hand man, and actually Anthony Hilder and Ted Gunderson began the conspiracy industry. So that's why she's referencing those names.
Yeah. Well, we have only a few seconds left to the program, but I want to thank everybody for joining us. I mean, it's really great to be able to speak our truth to you and be able to have our voice. So thank you to Michael Vara and Late Night in the Midlands. And thank you all out there, all the people that support us and listen to us. And we appreciate all of you. All of you have been just really what keeps
us
going.
Thanks for your prayers and your financial support. God bless you. We appreciate you being with us. Bye for now.
Bye for now.